Hey guys, welcome to the After Class Show. Welcome back. If you were here last week, it's your host, Abigail. Hope you've been having a good week listening to some cool music. This week we got a lot of great songs to play. Last week we were going more for a mellow vibe. I was talking about the weather changing and I was talking about how you just want to curl up with a blanket, you know, and listen to your cozy mellow music. But this week we got a more upbeat playlist. I'm going to be talking about a lot of the songs that are trending currently and just music that's been doing really well during the year, because the year's almost over, which is crazy to think about. It's November 20th. We got a little over a month and then we're in 2025. Anyways, 2025 should be really great for music. I'm excited to see what everyone puts out. But yeah, this playlist today consists of a lot of the pop girlies. They're really pulling through. They've been taking over mainstream music this year, especially the past few years, though, too. But yeah, speaking of trending, I wanted to start the episode off by playing a One Direction song. I don't know if you know, but today Liam Payne's funeral took place just outside of London. Obviously, it's horrible what happened, the fact that he passed, and it was a little over a month ago, which is crazy to think about. But One Direction songs have been trending. They've been back on all the Spotify charts, and One Direction had their most streamed day on Spotify October 17th, which was the day after he passed. I think it's a beautiful way to kind of mourn him, not even to mourn him, to celebrate him and the music he created. He was very proud of all the things he did, you know, as a solo artist, but especially in the band, and he talked about it his entire life. And yeah, they had 58 million streams the day after he passed, which I think is just such a tragic thing, but such a beautiful thing for everyone to kind of come together and listen to that music and, you know, relive their childhood memories and all that. So we're going to just start the episode by listening to a One Direction song just to kind of, you know, celebrate his life, because he really did do a lot of great things. What a beautiful song. I think it's nice to just pay tribute to those artists by just listening to their music and celebrating the life they had. But getting into some new music. Hey guys, sorry, we're having some technical difficulties tonight. I heard that no one's hearing the music. So I'm going to try to make that work out for you guys. But yeah, let's get into the playlist that I've kind of put together for today. We're going to be talking about some new current people. So to start it off, we're going to start off with a Gracie Abrams song called That's So True. Just came out a little over a month ago. It's already got 150 million streams, which is her kind of fastest growing song to date, which is crazy. You know, she's been an up-and-coming artist for the past few years. She had her debut album come out last year, and her sophomore album come out this year, and she's been doing really well. She's been opening for Taylor Swift. She had her own tour. She just mentioned maybe going back for a second U.S. leg, so that's really exciting news for her. So here's the song That's So True. All right, that was That's So True by Gracie Abrams. It's a really good song, more upbeat compared to the songs that she's written in the past. So it's really cool to be kind of seeing her experiment with that pop side of things. I guess a lot of people are going for that kind of vibe now. But yeah, the next artist or song I'm going to play but is Chapel Roan. Chapel Roan's been doing her thing recently. I'm going to be playing Good Luck, Babe. Good Luck, Babe's almost got a billion streams already, which is crazy to think about, the fact that she's just an up-and-coming artist and, you know, she's almost got a billion streams on one of her songs. All of her other songs, too, they have over 100 million at least. Some have, like, 4, some have 3, some have 2, but a good amount of her songs have over 100 million streams, which is amazing. I think this song is just, like, very versatile. Anyone can really listen to it. I've heard kids singing this song. I've heard people my age sing this song. I've heard parents, grandparents. I've seen a bunch of videos online of just, you know, everyone loves this song and everyone seems to love Chapel, which is really cool. But yeah, here's Good Luck, Babe. All right, there's Chapel Roan with Good Luck, Babe. That's a great song. Been doing really well, still staying on the charts, which is amazing to see. The next artist I'm going to be playing is Sabrina Carpenter. You know, Sabrina's been in the industry for, my goodness, I think over a decade now. She started on Disney Channel, and she did Broadway, and she's done music throughout. She has 6 albums already. But this latest album, Short and Sweet, has done just amazing. She's doing her arena tour, the Short and Sweet tour. It's doing really well. And her music is performing really well as well. She has 2 songs over 1 billion streams, Please, 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 and Espresso. Espresso, I think, has 1.5 already. And Please, Please, Please just got it 3 days ago. So that song is a part of the Billions Club now, too. The song I'm going to be playing today, though, is Taste. It's been doing really well. It's trending. It's up on the charts. That's her best performing song right now. It's getting the most streams. And I think it deserves it. I really like it. When I listen to the album in full, that song really caught my eye. I thought, you know, that's going to be the main one other than the 2 singles that I think is going to do really well. And I think it deserves to do really well. It's a really good song. And, you know, the music video is amazing. You got the famous Jenna Ortega in there, too, which is always cool to see when, you know, big celebrities bring other big celebrities from different places in Hollywood. Like, you get a great actress in your music video. I think it's great to see. So anyways, here's Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. What a great song by Sabrina there. Really love, you know, how upbeat it is, all the instrumentals, and her vocals are just amazing. They've gotten so much better over the years. She's always had a great voice, and, you know, it's been proven. You know, she's been on Broadway. She did the theme song for her Disney Channel show, and she's got a lot of music. She's got a lot of collabs with a lot of great artists, too. So, yeah, she's a great, great, great artist, and I'm glad she's finally getting her moment to shine. Next, we're going to play, you know, a very well-known artist, Billie Eilish. We're going to be playing Birds of a Feather. This song has over 1.4 billion streams already. The song did come out a little while ago, but it's still trending. It's still on all the charts. It's on the Billboard 100, the Billboard Top 200. It's on all the Spotify charts. And it's still doing really, really well. And I think this is just like a sound that we haven't heard from Billie before. She's been known to have that kind of mellow music, and I think everyone's kind of stepping out of that box and having those more upbeat, you know, positive songs. And Birds of a Feather is just an amazing song. It can be about anyone. I kind of like that. I love when a song can, you know, fit many different situations, and I think it can fit many different relationships. It can be a partner or a friend or a family member, you know. I just think it's a beautiful song and a beautiful way to just show your love for a person. Okay, I've been hearing we've had some technical difficulties. My mic should be on right now. I hope I'm not talking to no one, but I hear the music hasn't been playing, so we're going to try to get that up and running again. If you didn't hear what I just said, hopefully you did, but if not, I'm going to be playing Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. She's an up-and-coming artist. She started as a TikToker, you know, came out with music. Wasn't really taken seriously, but now she is. She kind of did this whole rebranding, worked with some great artists like Charlie XCX, and, you know, really found her voice and found her style. So, yeah, this next song is Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. Really great song there by Addison Rae. Again, really cool to just see how she found her style and her voice. I think she sounds amazing. I think the harmonies in the song are really beautiful. And just the instrumental and the especially the chord change in the last chorus. I think it's really, really cool to see artists kind of playing around with all the stuff. The next song I'm going to be playing is Stick Season by Noah Kahan. This song came out a while ago, but it's still doing pretty well. It's still gaining streams daily, a good amount of them too. And, you know, Noah's come out with an album and a deluxe album, and he's done a lot of collabs in the past year with a lot of great artists, including Hozier and Gracie Abrams and Lizzie McAlpine and even more. And it's just so cool to see an artist grow and watch them collaborate with talented people that are also kind of coming up in the music scene. but also people that are already doing really well, like Hozier. He's been in the music industry for a while, and he's been doing well for a while. So it's cool to see him kind of work with someone who's coming up and just them appreciating the music that they make together. So yeah, the next song I'm going to be playing is Stick Season by Noah Kahan. All right, there is Stick Season by Noah Kahan. What a great song. The next song I'm going to be playing is Apple by Charlie XCX. This is on the album Brat. Obviously, you've probably heard about it. Everyone's talking about having a Brat summer. So it's really cool to be seeing an artist who's kind of been in the industry for a really long time have their moment. She just finished a Sweat tour with Troye Sivan, which was a collab tour. I think that was really cool. It wasn't like an opener and a main artist. It was just like two artists having a tour together. And they really rocked it. I didn't get the chance to go, but I have friends who went, and they said that they really enjoyed it. It was just a great time. They had a great time. So really excited for what else she's going to put out. She just put out the collab album for Brat. So it's just Brat featuring a bunch of artists on all the different songs, and I think it's great. Today, I'm going to just be playing a song from Brat's Apple. Everyone knows that song, pretty much. It blew up on TikTok because someone made this dance for it. I think it was really cool. It was really cool because on the tour, she kind of panned the camera out to a fan in the audience and let them do the dance in front of everyone. And, you know, each person in each city had their kind of moment to just shine. And I just thought it was a really cool thing for her to do. But yeah, here's Apple by Charlie XCX. This next song we're going to be playing is a part of Ariana Grande's most recent album. Ariana Grande's been doing a lot of cool stuff. You know, this week, Wicked's coming out, which is supposed to, it's going to be a huge movie. You know, their Broadway musical did great, and it's still going, and, you know, they're constantly recasting and getting back on stage with that. And so the movie adaptation has been, I think, 3 years in the making. I think she got cast 3 years ago. So I'm really excited to see her and Cynthia kind of rock those roles. Yeah, but this album, Eternal Sunshine, did really great. You know, it's up for a Grammy. But I'm really surprised that this song that I'm going to play, We Can't Be Friends, isn't. I think a lot of people were really surprised. The song, first of all, is just a beautiful song, and Ariana's always, you know, a part of the Grammys and nominated for things. Not that she always wins, but she's always in there. So it was weird for a lot of people to see that this song wasn't up there, especially because it did well on the charts, and we know that sometimes the Grammys, they pick things based on the charts and they pick the songs based on, you know, just like fan favorites. But it had over 1 billion streams. It did really well, and, you know, everyone loves her. So a lot of people were surprised to see that it didn't end up working out. But anyways, here's We Can't Be Friends. All right. I've heard that we've been having a lot of technical difficulties today, so I'm just going to do the rest of the show talking. Just going to talk a little bit about the music that I had that I was going to play. You know, the next song I was going to play was Sailor Song by Gigi Perez. I played her song called Fable last week. But, you know, Sailor Song is the song that is trending. It's doing the best. It's, you know, it's on some charts, but it's really just blowing up on TikTok specifically. And I think it's a great song. It's a really, really cool song. And I'm excited to see, you know, like what new music she puts out. Another song that I was going to play was Training Season by Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa's really cool. I really like Dua Lipa. I've been listening to her for a while now, since she came out with her first album. She's just constantly been on the charts. I don't think she's had a single album where she hasn't hit at least top five or had a song that's been top five on, you know, Billboard 100, which is just insane. And the amount of streams she has didn't surprise me, because I think she's very talented. But, you know, she just has those radio hits that just get played and played over and over again, and I think it's really cool. You know, she used to be known for, like, not being the best performer and not having the best dance moves, just kind of standing there awkwardly singing, but she's really worked on it, and I think a lot of people have seen that. She's added a lot of choreography to her kind of live shows, and she's going on tour, so she's going to be touring soon, touring the album, her new album. I think that's super cool. I haven't got tickets yet, but I'm going to try to get some tickets for that show, because I think that would be really cool to see her live. She has so many hits and just so many songs. Like, I don't even think you have to be like a Dua Lipa fan to go to one of her concerts, because you'll know the lyrics to more than half the set list probably. So she's a really, really cool artist that I've always thought, just, you know, it makes sense to me why she's doing well, why she's always on the charts. Another song I was going to play was Nights Like This by The Kid LAROI. The Kid LAROI is another artist I've been listening to personally for a while. I think he's got a lot of cool songs. And he has this, like, each album that he's put out, I think he has a different sound. I really like the sound of his last album. The album just came out the first time. And, you know, he's been playing shows. He's touring right now. He just played his biggest show, 25,000 capacity, in Sydney. He's Australian, so it makes sense. His home base, kind of where all of his fans are. But yeah, he's doing really good. And speaking of the Kid LAROI, the next song I was going to play was Tate McRae, and those two are dating, which I think is super cool. It's very cute. Very cute to have two pop stars dating. It's almost giving like a young Justin and Selena. And they performed together at one of Tate's shows. They performed one of the Kid LAROI songs, Without You. They did a little duet on stage together. I thought it was really, really cute. And he's just been supporting her on tour, and she's been at his shows. And it's been really cool to just see them kind of have that similar interest in music. And, you know, when it's so big, it's hard for artists to connect with people and share their struggles and what they go through. So to have a partner who's kind of in the same boat as you is very lucky. And, you know, I think they're adorable together. Yeah, he's come out with a lot of good music, and she has too. She's really blowing up. I mean, I've been listening to Tate since she was posting videos on YouTube of her singing in front of her brick wall. You know, she's from Canada, so I found her just through looking, you know, at Canadian artists. But I think her song You Broke Me First, which came out years and years ago, I think 2020. But that song has a billion streams on Spotify, I do know that. But I think her big break into the music industry, kind of seen more as like a pop star, was Greedy. That was a really good song. That was on her album Think Later, which is her latest album. She is coming out with a new album, though. It's coming out soon. She has two singles out from it already. But Think Later is a really cool album. Ryan Tedder produced it. I like Ryan Tedder a lot. His sound, he's got a distinct sound. He makes hits, and they just work, and they sound good. So I've always been a fan of anything that Ryan Tedder does. I think he adds a nice touch to all the songs, kind of adds that element of that pop star element that artists sometimes need a little help getting to. He just, you know, he's been doing it for so long. He knows how to get that sound out of people. And so I think Greedy was a really good song to kind of take off with. That has over a billion streams too. Then recently, the first single she put out from her new album is called It's Okay, I'm Okay. That's just a great song. It's definitely a dance song, which makes sense. She used to be a professional dancer, which I also think is cool. That's another thing I'll talk about later. But It's Okay, I'm Okay has been doing really well. I think it has over 100 million streams already. And there's kind of a trend on TikTok where everyone's trying to recreate the dance she does at the end, because, you know, she's Tate McRae, and she's going to get up on that stage and dance better than, you know, anyone you've ever seen. She's going to outdance her backup dancers, which is just crazy. But yeah, she used to be a professional dancer. And I think it's really cool because it's bringing back that pop star vibe. We haven't had a pop star who gets up and has like a head mic, you know, and they're not holding a mic. They got a head mic because they're running around the stage, or they're dancing, or they're doing crazy tricks and flips, you know, like that kind of Justin Bieber, Britney Spears kind of thing that we haven't had for a while. So I think it's cool to see that she's kind of I don't want to give her credit for it, but I would say that she's kind of bringing back like pop star vibes, which is really, really cool to see. After Tate, I was going to play Troye Sivan. So we talked a little bit about Troye when we were talking about Charlie's tour, the Sweat tour, which was Charlie and Troye's tour that they went on together. Troye came out with an album called Something to Give Each Other. I think it's a great album. It has a lot of great songs on it. I was going to play One of Your Girls, which obviously that song did so, so well. And everyone kind of freaked out at the music video when Ross Lynch popped up. No one was expecting that, I don't think. So it was a nice surprise. And then to see Troye in drag, just, you know, looking amazing, doing his thing, doing his little dance. It was really cool to see. So I really enjoyed that song and that album. I thought it was a really great piece of art. Then we got Madison Beer. Madison Beer came out with a song this year called Make You Mine. It was just a single. She hasn't come out with an album recently. But Make You Mine did really well. And it kind of blew up as this kind of club song. A different vibe, definitely, than what she's put out before. But I think that it's really, really cool. And I think that, you know, it's a different sound, but she really embraced it. And the way she even marketed the song was really cool. You know, it blew up on TikTok. It blew up everywhere. So I think that she did a really great job with that one. The last song I'm going to talk about is Juna by Clairo. This was a song that was on her album Charm. I think it's a great song. It's very cute. You know, it's Clairo, so you're going to... That's more mellow music, but still has this kind of jazzy feel to it. Not always slow, but just more mellow, but still a little upbeat. Juna's a really beautiful song, and Charm did really well, too. I think the song that everyone anticipated to be the big song was Sexy to Someone, which it was. But Juna charted a little bit better than it and did a little bit better than Sexy to Someone in terms of streams as well. I think that song blew up on TikTok as well. Because I heard them both, but I heard Juna a lot more, I think, online, just on social media and everything. But yeah, those are the trending songs from this week. Sorry if you couldn't hear the audio on any of them. But I hope you at least wrote the names of the songs down so you can listen to them later. Anyways, my time is up for this week. But I think next week I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach. I want to start, you know, listening to full albums with you guys and just analyzing them and doing little album reviews because I think it's fun. I'm going to go listen to albums I already love and tell you what I think about them. And then when new albums come out, I'll listen to them with you guys for the first time. You know, I'll wait till every Wednesday night to listen to a new album and kind of talk about how I think, what I think about it, and how it makes me feel. Because I think it's cool to listen to new music live and just, you know, really have a live reaction and show people how it moves you. Because I think it's a really cool thing. And I love listening to albums in full. I think it's something that we should definitely bring back. I know everyone loves their playlists, but I just love putting on an album and, you know, playing the entire thing out. I think it's a really great thing. But anyways, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed. Sorry again for the technical difficulties, but hopefully we'll figure them out before next week's show. Anyways, hope you guys have a great week. This is Abigail, and I'll see you next week.